My name is Joel Whipperfirth. I'm the Ag Technology Applications Lead with Winfield United.
Joel, tell me about this latest collaboration with the Climate Corporation, an exchange between the R7 tool, the Winfield Decision Ag Solution, and Climate Corps' FieldView platform.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about it. You know, it pairs up two of the industry's leading ag technology tools to enable our sellers and retailers to work better at the farm gate. And really, you know, a lot of today's decision-making tools are about being able to have them the second that you need to have the conversation. So being able to pair up Climate's Nitrogen Advisor and the ability to write prescriptions with the R7 tool and Winfield's answer plot data, it's a great day for sellers and for growers looking for information on how to manage their input.
What kind of a learning curve will customers be looking at as they utilize this technology?
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about learning curve, it's got to be simple. Anything that requires, I remember going to computer classes, you know, but now, you know, there really is no user manual for things. And as long as we did a good job in our development, it should be pretty intuitive as to how to use it. And the key piece on the cross navigation here is that it will be the sellers who have access to the answer plot data to talk with their growers about it. So it's not that we're launching something out where the growers will just, you know, be left at their own druthers to figure it out. And we really feel that it's the professional conversation between the ag professional, the trusted advisor, and the grower that you can really find the insights to help optimize input placement.
I understand that you're going to be launching this in phases. What's the plan?
Yeah, so the plan is for fall, we're going to have cross-functional navigation that when you're in the script writer for Climate, you've got the ability to go cross navigation over into the R7 tool and go through and look at the answer plot data in there. By spring, we'll have reciprocated that or brought that over into the R7 tool, where if you're in R7, you can go over back into Climate. And, you know, maybe you've made a hybrid nitrogen response to nitrogen observation. You can go back over into Climate and start to look at the nitrogen model over there. So it's really about the development cycle for on our side of being able to bring this cross navigational pieces into the seasons when the decisions matter most. So fall seed decisions, spring nitrogen decisions.
The data is obviously the most important part of this, and you talked about the user friendliness too, but what about the privacy? I know farmers, as data becomes more prevalent across agriculture, there is some concern about some privacy issues. So is that something that you had to deal with as you worked on this tool?
Well, so this one in particular, both the sellers who have Climate and the sellers who have R7 are the actual people who are being enabled. So we weren't necessarily enabling more people who didn't have the data in this particular case. What it's really about is making them have an easier time being able to use the information back and forth and not be jumping all over the place from application to application. But certainly data privacy is a big part of it. And I think Climate has really been a leader in putting out there that the grower owns the data, and they actually mean it. The grower owns the data. And I think, you know, anybody who's read their privacy statements or, you know, hangs out in legal clubs, which, you know, it can be as much fun as the next, but, you know, Climate has been a leader in the data privacy pieces as it goes forward. As we move forward with our data silo project, we'll continue to allow the third-party validation of data movement with the grower in control of their data. And that's one of the big key pieces here. So this is an indicator of our partnership with Climate, but it's also an indicator of our opportunity to work together in the future too.
As far as platforms that this technology will be available on, some of the usual suspects, I would imagine, as far as what farmers have already been using?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll be able to use it from your iPad app, but also, you know, since it's in its web browser functionality, you know, you'll be able to use it on your Android if you launch an app from your web browser. So really any desktop or tablet will be able to see the information.
Joel, that's all I can think of. What else about this have we not talked about yet?
You know, I think with suppressed commodity prices and the number one input that producers need to make a decision on being seed, the highest cost input that they have to make a decision on for the coming year, you know, leveraging the the more than 5 million data points and 750,000 experimental units tested in the answer plots, and one of the best crop models in the industry to help you make a decision on your farm. This is an exciting place for growers to be able to, you know, gain access to additional insights and help place inputs more efficiently.
And Joel, where's the best place for people to go if they'd like more information on this?
You're welcome to go to www.answertech.com. That's probably the best place.